Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You know, in my practice, a lot of patients come in still for a checkup. I am not quite sure what they're expecting, although I do know that when I don't use my stethoscope, they get upset and ask, you know, you're not going to listen to my lungs? So they have some expectations. One of those expectations is that we're going to do some sort of testing. And I think that if you were to ask them, many of them would expect that they would be checked for at least cholesterol. Well, there is controversy about who should be screened for cholesterol in adults. Less controversy, the more at risk for heart disease you are, or the more heart disease you have documented. As you move toward people that have very low risk, the question is, you know, how much documentation and testing do you need to do? In adults, dyslipidemias are an established risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and correcting those dyslipidemias, we know, reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease in people who are at high risk. We also know that these dyslipidemias are thought to begin in childhood or adolescence, so that to some it might make sense that identifying those kids who have dyslipidemias early and intervening may actually lead to benefits downstream. You found an article that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, as most of the articles that are put out by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force are. It attempts to answer the question parents ask us, should younger adults and teenagers be screened and tested for dyslipidemia? Mark, sort of disappointing. What did they find?
Well, this is interesting, and it's a little frustrating, you know, because you're right. They didn't find much. So the recommendation from, I believe, 2008 from the task force just addressed when to screen for dyslipidemias. And it said begin at 35 and begin at 20 if someone has at least one risk factor for coronary heart disease. And that was based on really not a lot of terribly good evidence. It was the first was an A, the second was a B recommendation. That is now a non-active recommendation, and it's been replaced by a new guideline, just came out this past month in 2016, that also addresses not only screening, but more importantly, when do you start a statin and what intensity of statin and the really important questions. It addresses a lot of the same ground that the former NHLBI, now ACC/AHA guidelines address, but the task force felt that it was important that someone other than the cardiologists, you know, have input into this issue around screening, which is really more of a primary care issue. So the task force took that up. So yeah, they commissioned, as part of this new updated 2016 guideline, they commissioned a systematic review. Roger Chow and his team, who excellent group that does really first-class meta-analyses and systematic reviews for the task force and others, did the review, and they looked at three databases. They looked at the Cochrane Library, PubMed, one other I can't recall. They looked at all the reference lists of the retrieved articles. They really tried very, very hard to find randomized trials and cohort studies and case control studies of screening for or treatment of asymptomatic dyslipidemia in younger adults 21 to 39 years. Basically, they found nothing that met their inclusion criteria. So we really don't have much to guide us. Turns out that there were some primary prevention trials that enrolled patients younger than 40 years, but they didn't report those data separately. I mean, it occurs to me it would be great if those sets of investigators could get together, pool the individual patient data from those four studies for the people who are under 40 and maybe analyze that data separately. That might give us at least some idea of whether there's any benefit at all of starting that early. So if you look at the 2016 guideline, the USPSTF recommends screening in adults starting at 40 years to calculate the 10-year cardiovascular risk. And if that's greater than 10%, then have a discussion with the patient about initiating a statin. And like I said, there is a section in that new guideline on screening and statin use in adults aged 21 to 39. They basically say, we looked, we didn't find anything. We understand that there is some rationale for maybe looking for dyslipidemias, especially in patients with multiple risk factors, a strong family history, or with familial hyperlipidemias, but we really didn't have sufficient evidence. They kind of do an insufficient evidence rating, although it's not on the top line in the report. That's essentially what they're saying.
Very interesting, but not to despair, because with this population of adults in the United States, there are so many other things that we can screen for and talk about that really have major impacts on morbidity and mortality, that we're not going to be sitting there twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's important also just to always emphasize the actual statement is in, it's not in the, again, the top line A or B or whatever. It's not a separate recommendation, but it does say the task force recommends neither for nor against screening for dyslipidemia in this age group. So I think you really have to use your judgment. If you know your patient, you feel they may be at high risk, and you know, you potentially could benefit, you know, somebody who has a LDL of, you know, 190 or 200. If they came into my practice at age 30 with an LDL of 200, I'd probably want to put them on a statin, even in the absence of perfect evidence.
Excellent advice. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.